All right, this is the August 12th LSB meeting for KPFT. Again, my call on the roll. Jessica Apollinar. Absent. Tony Cox.
Yo.
Joseph Davis, I am present. Leanna Lopez. Marked absent. Venetia Patel Adams.
Did not anyone see her email last week? I mean, not last week, yesterday from Leanna? No? Okay.
I'll hold off on Venetia. She's on her way?
Yeah, she said that she's on her way.
Okay. George Ryder? Absent. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Alana Aprin? Absent. Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Jim Boyd? Absent. Adriana Casaneva?
Yep.
Maria Elena Castellanos?
She sent an excuse absence.
I did receive in time a request for an excuse absence from Ms. Castellanos. Phil Collins?
Present.
Joseph K.
He requested, or you said it wasn't time?
It was not within, before 4 p.m. today. Jim Krafka? Absent. Hank Lamb?
Present.
Dwayne Lark?
Present and accounted for.
Mike Lewis? Absent. Robert Mark?
Present.
Susie Moreno?
She sent that she told me today that she sent it. She said you didn't see the email. No, we didn't receive anything.
She's even
right. It says she did send something?
She said that she sent it to the whole LSB. She said you didn't see it. No,
maybe she sent
nobody
it before
did.
Today.
She said that she sent it earlier because she didn't work.
We need one more.
But, you know, if we don't have it, if she has it, she can produce it.
Where are you?
Okay. Murder absent for now. Susan Robin?
Here.
Nancy Saibar-Nartomi?
Present.
Deborah Shafto? Absent. And Bernadine Williams?
Here.
We currently have 12 persons present.
One short report. Okay. I'm now looking for Doc Kay's.
Dwayne Bradley.
I'm now looking for Doc Kay's email. I don't see it at all. Is anyone up?
5:37 p.m.
Okay. All right. Doc Kay.
At what time?
5:37. And see, that just show you how.
I'm sorry, 5:29.
Show you how Yahoo is.
Well, it's 4. No,
I'm not getting
it. No, it's not when you receive it.
Yeah, it's when it should come on anybody's board. Well, they don't.
It might show up around midnight.
Well, as I was talking earlier, since this is kind of a point of information, whenever I, since for that enforcement of that particular rule, I checked the email root trace, and since the standing rule specifically says when it gets to the LSB listserv, it doesn't matter when it gets to us, particularly, or it gets to me. I look and find out when it got to the listserv, and therefore that's the time. So if it takes an hour to get to the from the listserv to me, that hour doesn't count. It's just when it gets to the listserv.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
No, ma'am.
You already asked one. That was your limit for today.
Well, we're actually in session now. We have, she'll have her time to ask questions down at the public session. Now, we've had our call to order. We've had roll call.
We don't have a quorum.
Don't have a quorum. We do have an agenda floating.
Okay.
I hope you take a look at it. We do have some minutes floating. I hope you take a look at them. And if there are any corrections that need to be made, now is the time to make note.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Might I suggest, since we have lots of people here, that we actually take up public comment with their consent?
If I hear no objections, hearing none, it's 7:32.
Well,
could we
give them at least?
Well, if someone comes in, they didn't have a chance to speak now.
But if they were waiting to come in,
the schedule. That's what I said, if the people are here, that's okay, but if somebody shows up at 8 o'clock, then they'll have to speak.
You got a pen?
You got a pen?
Everybody wants to come.
They all have little bags.
Anybody?
So, would you please speak, it's already going around.
We stop talking now.
Well, I need a definitive answer.
Did you hear my email about adding the one item to the agenda?
Well, I'm just pretty clear, we tell everybody 8 o'clock, and then we change it.
Oh, since you just wrote it out. I can just request it before we get back to the bus.
Or we have it there, it's on 10 days.
Well, let's protect the listeners getting a form.
That's fine. Power of its hand.
HC Fat Thursday night, but I have an election committee. It starts at 7:30. That meeting starts at 6:30. HC Fat, Healthcare for All.
Oh, yes.
Then it ends at 7:30.
No, it ends at about 8:00.
I could go at least 30 minutes earlier and find an extension.
Get our calls in or whatever.
She's at 4 o'clock, 3 hours before the meeting.
We have a cut-off time, it's going to be 24 one show.
Not that I know of.
We have one show, one show.
Yeah, you got me. So somebody shows up, we can still have one.
We're about to do public comments.
You see, like, well, I'm curious, will you have a cut-off time for one side?
Where's Chichen Itza? Where's Chichen Itza?
Because we can have an informal discussion.
Chichen Itza in Mexico.
At some point, yeah, obviously, we could actually have a lot of money monsters. Yeah, well, the thing is, our gym is scheduled to turn this for a little bit. Yeah, you don't wait after that.
So are we close to Acorn?
That would be the limit.
Mexico.
Because you're right.
I know Maya and Inca.
That's right.
That's Maya.
Oh, no, Phil's just pointing out that we have a time set for providing notice for requesting excused absence, but there's not a specific time set for beyond after the beginning of the meeting to make quorum.
Well, I just wanted to verify, Yahoo. Robert, who do you have as a carrier?
As what?
A carrier for your phone, for your email.
Oh, for my email? Uh-huh. Yahoo.
So, yeah, 529 is what we both got from Yahoo.
Well, I got Gmail. I got 529.
Sure.
So it's universal.
Everybody.
Time bench stamp that's pretty universal.
Yeah.
They're all in the same department.
Maybe we ought to send a note to. Never mind.
The only two people want to speak?
Yes.
Okay. 15 minutes.
Until late.
Much time to that. But look how he's sweating. Give him, let him take a breath.
Yeah.
My goodness. Get that man some. You got some water, man? I didn't bring an extra one. I got one. You need some water? But thank you for making such a
call. It took 20 minutes to get here, but getting on the street is the hard part because it was 13 minutes after the hour before I even got on the street.
Oh, you're talking about where you on the bus or something?
In the middle of the heights.
Oh, okay.
My bicycle.
Bicycle.
Yes, you really cycle here, not like Hank. Just get on a motor.
Thank you.
And scoot it.
20.
You pedal here.
For the record,
get that man another hand. You got us.
Well, I apologize for delaying the meeting if I have.
We might look crazy at Venetia, but we're not going to look crazy at you, okay? You were, she's driving and you're pedaling, okay?
Note for the record, the arrival of Alamana Purim, and we now have made form.
All right, now let's get to the meat of it.
Now we have.
And now we have a double super quorum of Venetia's in the building. The agenda.
Oh.
Any additions or subtractions?
I move to make an addition to the agenda.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to add that in light of the failure of the programming committee to convene, that a new convener be appointed to convene the programming committee.
Where would you like for that to be placed?
But
well, I want a preference.
2B.
2B?
After recognitions.
2B after recognition. Do I hear any objections? So be it. Any other additions or subtractions?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to add the KPFA Foundation to the discussion this evening.
Where would you prefer that to be, Mr. Chair?
I would like, hey, Your Honor?
That's not us.
Please.
Yeah.
It has to do with us entirely. There's a movement foot. I would say...
How about 3C? Would that work?
I would like it to be 1.
No. You're going to have some problem in 1, okay? 3C, would that work? First off, most members don't believe it ought to be on the agenda, so I'm trying to accommodate you.
You haven't pulled anyone.
No, I don't have to. I tell you what. 1 what? Where do you want it? We can expedite this very quickly. Okay.
1 what?
1H.
If we already have a 1H, it can't be 1H, unless you want to make it 1H1.
You can do this before.
No, we'll make it 1H1.
No, that's not what I asked.
Well, that's what the chair has decided.
You can't decide for me.
Yes, sir. This is
it has to be voted on, Chair.
No, it doesn't. Yes, all it we does. Have to do is agree to put it on the agenda, then it gets voted on, okay?
Okay.
I've agreed to put it on the agenda. Why do you want to
You're
vote?
You're way out of whack.
Okay,
the truth of the matter is, I made a proposal. You can accept it or defeat it. But you can't choose what my proposal is.
First off, this is the chair's proposed agenda. Now, I've asked as the chair of any additional items to be added.
We're not bound.
Are there any objections to Mr. Hanks Lamb's motion?
I mean, your stuff's on there.
Okay, I hear an objection. Now, let's deal with that one, okay?
Your stuff is on there. Your stuff is on there.
Wait now.
And those are wholly inappropriate.
What?
Rebuttals are inappropriate to commit.
First off, we're not going to allow disruptions in this meeting.
Well,
we are going to respect the decorum and the chair. When we don't get our way, we're not going to just try to disrupt the meeting.
You're getting your way, sir.
It's not my way.
The hell it's not.
This particular agenda has been published for 7 days. Now I'm going to deal with the objection to your agenda item.
Okay.
And your agenda item is what now?
Can I motivate it?
No, you can state it.
My agenda item is to add a discussion about the KPFA Foundation, which was formed secretly in 2013.
Thank you for stating the agenda.
You want to talk about it now?
No.
No.
There's
no.
an objection talk to it of being allowed on the agenda. So now I'd like to hear the objection that is stated.
Well, I believe that the only thing that we have here is this being called KPFT-LFP, if I don't mistake. It's a regular meeting of the KPFT-LFP. We have here 3 directors, right, that know maybe a little bit more about this, but we don't have the information. Why we want to start talking about something else that we don't even know yet? We don't, what we, more than rumors, what that will be?
We know so fast.
You do not have the floor.
She interrupted.
When you are recognized, speak, please.
I personally, the 3 directors that are here, we vote. We didn't win the vote, but we vote to make the executive director investigate the issue. I'm totally sure that need to be investigated, and I believe that the executive director needs to investigate it. But if not, it's just rumors, yes. You can say that you want it is there in the list.
What needs to be investigated? I'm sorry, what needs to be investigated?
KPFA Foundation.
Okay, now I'm going to go to Hank to motivate his motion.
Well, as we all know, all 5 stations are implicitly tied financially. If one is taken from the foundation for any reason, any purpose, by any means, it affects the rest of us. So just the fact that somebody secretly started a KPFA Foundation in 2013 and withheld that information until 2015, after being in control of the books, after having their way on the PNB for over a year now, without anyone being able to buck the particular cadre, and the person that's a member of it is the one objecting, and has some knowledge maybe that we don't have.
I want to remind you that you sent me information on Robert Rules of Order that specific. I hope you read what you sent, that specifically stated that you do not refer to a member individually, that you do not try to expurge, you know, so you know what you read, so apply it today, okay? Hold yourself.
My apologies. But the person that is making the objection is part of the group.
You just did what you just apologized for.
This is information for everybody to have.
No, it isn't. It is a group of people, allegedly, is what you should refer to.
No, there's not, okay.
You're talking allegedly.
Now, motivate, come on, close, please.
Well, it's something that this station needs to be prepared for, not blindsided by in the end. Dan Siegel and the just former IED.
Yep.
You don't want me to talk in your talk.
But you
try and practice
anyway.
It both ways. Hey,
yeah,
John.
Do it anyway.
You know,
and you,
do
Mr.
It.
Chair.
You do it. So
Mr. Chair, you do it.
Let's not let the pot call the kettle something it ain't, and just go ahead
you
with your statement. In
fact,
you've just had almost twice the amount of
all.
Time to motivate your
jump
motion
order.
As she
jump
is.
At all.
Point of order.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The motion is to get this on the agenda?
Yes.
The motion, he has now spoken for, she has spoken against.
Okay.
Are you prepared to vote?
For it to go in.
And the motion, the vote is yes to put the item on the agenda.
Which item?
And the vote no would be to not put the item on the agenda.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I have a substitution. If you want to talk, why don't we talk after the chair report, the manager, the general manager report, things that are really so important
yes.
for KPFT.
Put it in the PMB.
We have a vote.
It's supposed to be.
I'm sorry. I have a, you know what the substitution is? Good. You know, it's an amendment to this.
You've got something for everything.
An amendment.
Except forward openness.
Okay.
And what is your amendment, ma'am?
My amendment is putting it, if you want, after, I don't know, 5A, after the chair report.
Sorry.
5A.
After new business.
Since I'm trying to write this down real quick, what was the abbreviated wording for what your motion is?
The KPFA Foundation.
That's
discussion.
Pretty much.
KPFA Foundation discussion.
Can't get any shorter than that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Now, and the
seems like a gimmick.
The amendment to the motion is to put it at 5A. Now, anyone who wants to speak?
A second.
Okay. Anyone want to speak to the motion amendment 5A?
Yes, sir.
You want to speak to the motion?
To her substitute motion.
You want to speak for it?
No, I want to speak against
okay,
it.
Okay, well, I asked to speak to it.
Oh.
Okay, maybe I used the wrong word. Speak okay. for it.
I believe we should have it after 5A, after the chair's report, high enough on the agenda that we get to it, if we all vote just to yes or no and move on.
Is that acceptable to you, Mr. Lamb?
Not necessarily, because the chair's report we have in writing. We don't have anything in writing. I was not able to prepare a report. Our PNB members aren't preparing a report with this information. I do not want to deprive them of it, but we're wasting a lot of time arguing about whether or not to put a critical issue on the agenda.
Are you prepared to vote on the amendment to the amendment 5A? Hearing no objections, those in favor of taking the motion to 5A, would you raise your hands, please? Eight. Those opposed? Three. Motion carries. Now to the original motion.
That's okay. It's a substitution.
I'd like to note for the record the arrival of member Mike Lewis. In case I didn't mention it before, I'm arrival of member Eddie Chappelle.
Is anybody that's saying this?
Point of order, Mr. Chair. We just voted the substitution. Now we have to vote it as the motion.
That's what I'm trying to do. But something was brought to my attention. And in the back and forth with the member, could the Secretary state who seconded the original motion?
Me.
Okay. You had that on record?
No, but I'll draft it.
All right. Now, those in favor of the original motion.
As amended.
No, as substitute.
As substitute.
As a main motion.
Those in favor of the original motion, which is a substituted motion now.
Hmm?
The
substituted motion is what.
But the substituted motion passed.
The amended.
No, but you need to vote it like main motion.
I'm asking for an affirmation of the motion. Those in favor, vote yes. Those in favor, vote no. Those in favor, please raise your hands.
To add it to the agenda for tonight.
To add it as substituted at 5A. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Keep your hands up. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11? Yeah.
Could it be for like.
Opposed? 5 minutes. Okay. Now, back to the agenda. Minutes? Everyone seen it?
I didn't see it. I don't know where I'm at.
Okay, well, as I stated, those, when you get them, if you see a correction needed, copy it to the secretary.
Who does have the current stack of old minutes? Stack of old minutes I've asked around?
Oh, who has the old minutes?
The stack.
It's supposed to be going around.
Okay.
With the crinkled corner on it?
There's
a whole stack.
Mr. Chair, point of information.
Like 15 pages.
Yes,
I'm just curious because for years and years and years we practiced items put on the agenda that we'd never seen before, unless they were consent items with be new business. And there are two items on there that aren't new business. I'm hoping that they won't take us very long to blow through.
Well, hopefully they won't. But the chair has actually utilized this technique now 3 meetings, and as always. The chair can be challenged. It is the chair's proposed agenda. And as a result, what we hope to do is to get these items, as you see, 5 minutes applied. It really depends on the body as to whether or not you just stated. Item C. Go back to it.
We need to approve the agenda.
That's what he just stated. That's what Robert just stated. Item C.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Sorry for being late. I got caught up in the big traffic jam. But what I wanted to do is I am also on the programming board, and we had a telephone meeting last Friday. And what I'd like to put on the agenda, if it's possible, is the mentioning of underwriting that's coming into the Pacifica network and how you all feel about that.
I think we would.
Well, we need to have, well, the main thing that we need on that is the report from the committee. We said so.
I'm just mentioning what the agenda is coming from California, Washington, D.C., New York.
What committee is that?
Program.
No, it's not. It's a
George
P&B
Ryder
committee.
Chairs that.
Oh, a P&B committee. So what we've had, we'll take time to P&B and have you mention it, okay? During the P&B report, we get to it. All right. Agenda. Are there any objections? Hearing none.
As amended.
Item 1E. Ma'am?
Yes.
You carry that motion?
Yes.
Okay.
The motion, I asked for the KPFTLB to affirm the NH race resolution that was approved on June 25, 2015 by the Pacifica National Board of Directors. I think that would be better if somebody else read it, if you want anybody to understand it.
I'll be glad to read it. It is three paragraphs. Made up of.
No, that's it.
Five, that's okay. It. We'll read it fast. June 25th, resolution P&B passed following. NH resolution. Whereas on Wednesday, June 17, 2015, 9 people, Cynthia Hurd, Susie Jackson, Ethel Lee Lance, Reverend DePayne Middleton Doctor, Reverend Clementa Picknick, Tywanza Sanders, Reverend Daniel L. Simmons Sr., Reverend Sharonda Singleton, and Myra Thompson were engaged in an act of prayer when they were murdered in the Mother Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina, by a self-identified white supremacist. And whereas the AMA denomination came into existence as a specific rejection of racially discriminatory treatment and is known for their commitment to social justice, and whereas the Pacifica Mission requires us to build a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors. to gather and disseminate information of causes of conflict between any and all such groups, and through any and all means kept compatible with the purposes of this foundation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. And whereas racial hatred plays a part in the oppression of peoples around the world, including the retroactive denationalization of Dominicans of Haitian ancestry and expulsion of Haitian people from the Dominican Republic, be it hereby resolved that the Pacifica National Board calls upon foundation broadcasters to utilize the airwaves to present programming that identifies, analyzes, and reduces this destructive element. Motion passed June 17, 2015.
Mr. Chair, I would so move and I would motivate.
All right.
Point of information?
Yes.
Well, we're not passing that. We're actually passing the item that we see on the agenda, correct?
Yes.
Affirming. Now, see, you're conflicting with what he's saying.
We're affirming the item that's on the agenda, yes.
Well, the resolution on the agenda is not that what you just read.
Yes.
Okay, well, you read the motion.
I'm confused.
You read the motion that excuse me.
The motion that's...
You read the motion that was passed by PNB.
You just read the item that was proposed by the PNB.
Now, I'm confused because you just said it's not the same. So what I want you to do is differentiate for me.
What's here is proposed motion, K50 LSB approved resolution, colon.
It's different.
The lives of...
So that's F. That's F you're reading.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
The one she was reading was E.
Sorry. Okay.
Yes, Robert.
First, we got to have a second.
Yes, I do.
Second.
Okay, we've got.
I would just motivate. This has passed the PNB, so it is the official position of Pacifica.
Yeah.
So I don't know why we would have any discussion that would take a position other than the official position of Pacifica, and would ask that this be passed without objection immediately.
Do I hear any objections? Resolution passes. Now, item 1F, proposed motion, KPFT LSB approved resolution. Who would like to?
That's my motion.
Go ahead, right, ma'am.
The lives of black and brown people matter. I'm piggybacking in the lives of black people because the brown people matter too. We want our LSB to pass a resolution condemning the continuous discriminatory and disparaging treatment of minorities by some Texas law enforcement agencies in view of the events occurred in our own backyard, Waller, Texas, and close to the Mexican border where unidentified immigrant remains were buried in garbage bags. I want our LSB passing this resolution because that is a reality. We know it now. We know it now because we have cameras and we have the technology, but everybody, you know, I always said, I'm in a way lucky because I don't look like brown, like the idea of brown. My problem is when I open my mouth. Then immediately I go to the brown, you know. But in that, I cannot imagine people that really, like, you know, like we said, black people, that just for the color of their skin, they receive that. And the brown people that receive the same. You know, that somebody in this country think that remains can be buried in plastic, you know, garbage bags. And we are acting like nothing is happening. I mean, you know, this is so un-Pacifica, so un-KPFT that I believe that we should make a resolution. We're saying we are against this.
Yes.
The company that was in charge of interment the body, I can't recall the name of that.
CSI, I think.
CSA.
Yeah.
Okay. Sister.
Do we know what it is?
Member Allen, Teresa Allen.
Mr. Chair, I think we need to think about what we're doing here. We have a mission statement that says that we provide the airwaves to do these things. We have a national board that has started to pass resolutions like this. I could suggest that we have resolutions about tar sands, the die-off of our pollinators, defunding of EPA, defunding of education in Texas, water pollution issues, the attack on women's reproductive rights, and GMO issues. But the question is, do we really need to have our local station board take a specific stand on all of these very important issues? Or do we just need to let our program director and our programmers cover these on air? And if we really got into every issue that we feel is important, and I don't want you to think that I'm opposed to this. I am concerned about this, but tell me which of these issues that I just mentioned to you is not important.
Man.
Climate change, you know, global warming.
Yes, please.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Help,
so
help
I think we just need
understand.
To be careful.
I think, will you yield?
I think the difference is, I'm not saying it's any less important, but the issues, almost every single one of the issues that you mentioned have been covered by KPFD and can be covered from both sides and not be like a moral issue. However, this is something that there's no like two sides to it. Like for example, for the tar sands issue or for like the women's rights issue, there was, I remember specifically a local news thing that covered, you know, both like pro-choice and pro-life sides of that a few times, I think, a few years ago. And for the tar sands thing, like, yes, there probably wouldn't be many people for it, but you could argue for it without being, like, I don't know, racist and completely morally messed up. And so that's why I think that's very different from those things that you listed. While they may not be less important, they're different than this issue.
Agenda suspended. It's now 8 o'clock. The public comments are in effect. We have any additional members who may have come in who want to be added to the list. Otherwise, we'll hear from Mr. Bill Crozier and Ms. Rhonda Garner.
Okay, thank you. I'll be brief. First, as Wayne, I believe, mentioned, you know, we have about $3,500 to go on the Indiegogo campaign. Even though we got additional donations, I hope all of you will help tell your friends to donate to that. We still need the money for other things. There's all kinds of equipment needs and other stuff. That the $20,000 that was the goal for the Indiegogo campaign for the transmitter was really the minimum, but we really like to get some additional funds. So this is a good opportunity to tell your friends, email them, social media, whatever you prefer to tell your friends about, encourage them to vote, to support it. I also encourage all of you to look at the information I sent out again today, that list of, I know it's a really long list of kind of information links. It's an update on what I sent out in January and what we've done before. That's what we were talking about before the meeting, if those of you came in late. But in particular, there's a few things related to fundraising. And, you know, all boards are supposed to help raise money. And it's in our bylaws, specific bylaws, too. It's one of the requirements of another board. You don't personally have to donate all the money to keep the station going, but, you know, it helps to get together with others. I'm really glad you were talking about Duane having a LSB fundraiser. And I know a number of you have helped with fundraising, and this is an example of how easy it is. Just get some friends together from your favorite organization and come answer phones during Fund Drive. You've got another one coming up in another month and a half or so. And it gives us a chance to expose them to KPFT if you bring some friends in. Provides a really needed function to answer phones. But there's lots of things that you can do. And just one of the items, for example, on that email list was an article by Kim Klein, who was that was sent to us when I was on the PNB by the former CFO, LeBron Williams, and it was an article called How to Raise $50,000 in 6 Weeks. Just one example, and it's not necessarily that hard. You can't do it by yourself individually, but together, I think, you know, people on the board could do that. So that's just an example. Hope you'll look at that and see what you can do. Thanks.
What I wanted to speak to, or the question that I wanted to ask originally, was with regard to the LSB attendance. about 4 or 5 months ago, I took a look at the members and the number of meetings that they had participated in. So I would be interested if someone could direct me to the information with regard to what is an excused absence. My suspect is that it's just way too lenient of a policy with regards to what an excused absence is. I'd also like to piggyback on Bill, and as some are aware, I attended the Finance Committee meeting a couple of weeks ago, and I would also like to speak to each of you as individuals right now and ask you, are you on a committee? Are you chairing a committee? And what are you doing to raise money for KPFT? I personally have done two fundraisers for KPFT. One I did specifically in the KPFT backyard, and I was able to earmark the money, and it went to have a summer program for young people who want to do radio. It's my understanding that you can do a KPFT fundraiser, but 51% of it has to go to the LSB and 49% to the organization. But I would think that you could get management to agree, like, this set of money is going to go to this particular fundraiser. It's kind of not, obviously you guys aren't apathetic. You showed up tonight. I know some of you have done fundraisers, and some of you are serving on committees. But there are many people, as far as I can tell, that are not. And I have spoken with Dwayne about this, Dwayne Dillar, and I'd really like to see you guys who are participating challenge and motivate your co-partners to do the same. One other thing that I would like to maybe get help with a motion on is that during the public comment, we're allowed to comment, but we're not allowed to ask any questions. In other words, questions don't get answered. I think that if a member from the public is taking the time to show up, we should be allowed to ask questions and have those questions answered. Now, if it's something that's going to take all night or something like that, then you'd say, no, Rhonda, we can't address that here tonight, but we can make an arrangement to address it in another way. So I would like for the non-board members to be able to ask questions. For example, I'd like to ask everyone here, like, what's your attendance percentage? What committee are you working on? Are you chairing a committee? I especially want to be able to ask those questions of the new people that are running for the board. So I'd just like to see a way where we could, in addition to make comments, you know, as long as we don't go overboard or something like that, and the chair would deem what was good and what was bad, but I'd like sometimes to be able to ask y'all a question and get an answer. And I think that we should create an atmosphere where asking questions is appropriate and wanted. And most of the time, whenever I attend meetings, I feel like I'm allowed to comment, but I'm not allowed to question. And that sort of dampers my motivation to participate. Thank you.
All right, now we're going back into session, but if one of our members come in and would like to have a few words, we will accommodate them, the balance of the meeting, I suppose, but, time permitting. I wanted to come back to Vice Chair on her apt comparative example or analysis of how this particular motion may offer itself a bit more significance to some people of the community than others, but yet when we speak about killing folk under the color of law, I think it does rise a little higher than a quicksand or whatever it is we're talking about. Yeah. So if you would continue your comments, and then if anyone else want to make some comments, maybe we can have the issue dealt with in an expeditious manner.
Well, to that, there is actually a lot of, like, killing of indigenous people happening because of the tar sands thing. So it is just as important. But the only thing I really want to add to that is, like, as a person of color, I think a lot of times we are distrusting of, like, any institution and stuff, you know. And so for KPFT to, like, take this stance, I think, and I don't even know how public this would be made, but if people knew about this, I think it would not necessarily change perceptions, but maybe, like, reaffirm some things about KPFT.
Let the programmers know how we stand.
Yeah. But again, like, how public is this going to be anyways? I'm just curious.
It depends. It can get real public. If one of you go out on your, as she stated, your Facebook or whatever and put it out there, it can be public. If one of you called a news conference and stated KPFT LS Beach, so it could be public in many ways. Go ahead.
Just kind of following that thought is that we could recommend and ask the station management to basically produce and make a PSA of some sort that would actually just say this and at least put it on the air. And then it wouldn't be just in this room.
Public as you want. Anyone want to speak against the motion? Anyone want to speak against the motion? So I believe if that... Okay.
I did want to make a comment. I'm all for the concept of this, but I don't think that this is wordsmithed to be a very effective resolution. And I would suggest that, you know, that it someone takes some time to write it out in a way wherein it looks like a resolution. As in starting with the words, the KPFT LSB resolves, okay, quote, the lives of black and brown people matter, and that we condemn the continuous discriminatory and disparaging treatment of minorities by some Texas law enforcement agencies in view of the events that occurred in our own backyard, Pear and Waller, Texas, although I would recommend you just take out in our own backyard and say Waller, Texas, and close to the Mexican border where unidentified immigrant remains are buried in garbage bags. And then it actually looks like a resolution.
I take it like
I would make that editorial error and move that as a substitute. And I will make corrections and hand it on up.
It's a friendly amendment, and I take it like a friendly amendment.
Okay, hearing any objections? No objections? Then you are, in fact, voting for or to pass this resolution from the KPFT LSB with the amendments that Mr. Mark has just stated. Mm-hmm. Are you prepared to vote? Yes.
I'd like to offer a friendly addendum, not to amend this, mm-hmm, because I think the way Bob reworded it puts it into the proper frame that delivers the power necessary. But as an addendum, not to be the resolution, but that appended to it that the LSB asks that the program director share this with all the programmers requesting their considered participation in sharing this resolution with their audiences.
Robert, since you're styling the resolution, could you include those two lines?
Someone else will have to write it down. I just handed my...
Oh, okay.
No, it's not for you.
But I don't object to it.
Okay. And the way that I heard it, correct me, Mr. General Manager, if I'm incorrect, that the LSB asked that the program director of KPFT request that programmers utilize the resolution as they, well, you put it better. How exactly would that last line read with the programmers?
I'd have to play it back. I didn't write it. I just grabbed it out of the ether.
You have somebody here.
Can we add what Wesley wanted to put in there?
Yes, Wesley.
At the end?
Mr. Bethune.
Excuse me. Yes, and also the second part of the sentence, and close to the Mexican border, where unidentified immigrant remains were buried in garbage bags. Okay, you referenced Texas law enforcement previously. The connection with the garbage bag thing is that the Texas Ranger found no criminal, didn't find any criminality in said corporation. I forgot their name, but interning immigrants' remains in unmarked graves in garbage cans stacked, you know, on top of each other. I think you should reference the Texas Rangers and the corporation who's responsible for doing that in that sentence.
Responsible for internment. That's one of the things
that
one.
That would be my suggestion.
How could we do that in just a few words?
Maybe in parentheses, put the Texas Rangers.
No, but how? Unless we for sure know the names of corporations and the names.
Wait. I see disparaging treatment of minorities by some Texas law enforcement, and you can add the Texas Rangers in parentheses because the way that they did the bodies.
But it's not part of the Texas law enforcement agents?
Yes.
Wait, yeah,
I'm saying you can put right behind law enforcement.
That's what
their
I'm
infraction,
saying.
If you want to cite them.
Law enforcement agents.
Just cover all law enforcement agents.
Right.
Okay, leave it as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you following this? Are you following this? Can we stylize in the next 90 seconds?
Well, I really wish we could rewind what you said because it was very prophetic. But I can't remember.
He's always giving us very prophetic pronunciations. Hold on. Hold that thought. Let me see if we can kind of see if we've got at least a beginning, a middle, and a close now.
Well,
go ahead, Hank.
It's regarding the wording of it.
I got it.
Pacifica, we should be saying all lives matter and include every single person on the planet rather than selecting these or those. I know, one-third of the people killed by cops in the U.S. are white. One-third of them are black.
But the disproportionality of black folk being 12% and yet 60%.
We all know that. But the idea is to stop cops from killing.
No, the idea is you come up with another motion and don't kill this one. And then we'll do all lives. So let's just do all of them, like she suggested, instead of arguing this point.
She's asking for the floor.
Hank still has the floor.
Well, thank you. Anyway, my point is that the entire point of all of this is to get law enforcement to stop killing anyone. It's not their job to mete out punishment. That's for the courts.
Well, whose blood is being shed the most in this city and this and Texas?
One third. But proportional to race, the numbers of race, blacks are being killed far more.
Blacks
and
browns.
Point of order. Mr. Chair, it is just not appropriate to do the wordsmithing here in this. I mean, if there were a task force that were to write this up, fine. But to interrupt all of our business to wordsmith this and then get into a philosophical debate, it's just not productive. And we could get in trouble because we could make mistakes in our wordsmithing.
Oh, yes, and then we'd get sued, I'm sure.
No, it's not a matter of sued. It's just that if
your
you want to do it right, this is not
well
a place
advised
to wordsmith.
Now, comment?
May I read out loud what I have?
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify this for you, Hank. Okay. Black lives matter, brown lives matter, Native American lives matter. It means they matter too. They also matter.
I'm saying all lives matter.
Yeah, sure, but that nullifies the fact that
it doesn't nullify.
Yes, it does. I'm just saying that those lives matter also.
Okay,
and that's all I'm going to say is
it's a point of view.
Right, but you don't want to get.
That's it. Now, go ahead.
Just actually, to some degree, I share your point of view. However, the problem is historically, majority or dominant groups consider themselves human. They consider the other selves. So when they say all lives matter, they're automatically discounting people. So while I appreciate the truth in what you're saying, unfortunately, to appeal to people, you have to understand that there is an automatic assumption that majority groups automatically discount other groups. And that's what the reason this is necessary.
All right, go ahead and read it.
KPFT LSB resolves, quote, the lives of black and brown people matter, end quote. We condemn the continuous discriminatory and disparaging treatment of minorities by some Texas law enforcement agencies in view of the events which occurred in Waller, Texas, and close to the Mexican border where unidentified immigrant remains were buried in garbage bags. The program director will communicate with all programmers, informing them of this resolution and encouraging them to announce it to their listeners.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, I understand what you are saying. Some of you are discussing about the every life matter. I agree 100% with that. But the problem here is not that. It's like saying, you know, and I explained it, we saw the resolution at some point in time. It's like a doctor going to you and you have a flu. And the doctor said, you know what? Till we cure all the, Alzheimer's, then we will talk about the flu. We're talking about a specific issue. That doesn't prevent us, and doesn't prevent you or anybody else that feel it that way, to present other resolution. The reality that no one of you can shake your head, but you never were in the shoes of the people that received this disparaging treatment. That is the point.
No, but you have been treated differently.
How do you know?
Every night on the way home. I'm sure you have, but I also know that you understand white privilege compared to me not having it. I'm sure.
Pardon me?
I'm sure you also have had privileges extended to you that I've not had.
Too.
Okay. Well, that's why all lives matter, but they're not equal.
All lives are equal.
Okay.
They're not treated as equal.
For cops to get off willy-nilly killing folk is not equal, okay? You show me a cop that's been convicted for killing a black man in this country, and I'll show you equal. But I'll show you a few that's been convicted for killing a white person.
Yeah, yeah.
I second the initial motion.
I'm not voting against it.
Okay. Now, are we prepared to vote? Because the motion has been stated, restated, overstated, certainly not understated.
Point of information, where are we on time for this topic?
Let's just vote.
Those in favor, please show your hands.
What's the final wording?
The one that she just read.
She just read it. Everything is included.
But she left out the part about the CSA.
No.
Ma'am, are you going to vote? You need to raise your hand if you are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Keep your hands up, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Thank you.
Unanimous. I mean, nobody.
Point of information, how much time did we spend on that item?
I have no idea, but I know how much we can spend on the next one, which is 1H, 1H1.
Less than was budgeted in the agenda. Less than was budgeted in the agenda.
Thank you.
Everything we do is less than budgeted. More. Most of the things we do more than we budget. So hopefully we'll allot less than 15 minutes on this one. Hopefully.
Mr.
Item
Chair?
One. Yes.
Point of order.
Yes, sir.
This item is not supported by Robert's Rules of Order on reception of reports. Robert's Rules of Order, Article 9, Section 53, Reception of Reports. And here in the first paragraph, in the middle of the paragraph, it says, when called upon, the reporting member, who is the chairman of the committee, unless another member is appointed to make the report, rises, addresses the chair, and when recognized, reads the report and hands it. Then, hands it to the presiding officer or the secretary, and when necessary, moves its adoption or acceptance as explained in the next section. Well, if you go to the third paragraph, it says, if the report is a final one, when the assembly has received the report, the committee has completed its work, and without any motion, it is automatically discharged.
Well, you're absolutely right. The Robert Rules of Order, but we have our own order when Robert rules come into effect, when you don't have your own as an organization.
We don't have
an We have a stated agenda here. Now, what you're trying to do is just go back when the, you should have had an issue with the agenda. But you, you couldn't win that fight. So now you're putting up a fight late and too late. You're out of order, sir.
You're just speculating. Now,
the fact is that we voted for this agenda. This is the next item on the agenda.
And, this is the
and I would like to move the agenda forward. No, you should have brought up your objection when we approved the agenda. Item one.
G.
G. Budget and Finance Chair Report.
Okay, thank you. I don't think it'll take 15 minutes. Well, first, I just want to bring you up to date on the our local finance committee. Of course, the major reason we exist is to help develop a budget for the next fiscal year. And unfortunately, the committee has not finished doing that. So we don't have a recommendation to the LSB about that yet. But let me just kind of give you a brief update. Last couple of meetings, last maybe three meetings at least, have been discussion about questions about the budget. The there's been several different templates that have come down from the national office that have required some changes. Going back a little further, you know, for our budget timeline, we asked for budget priorities starting in March and April, and I collected a bunch of those. I gave those to you back, I think, in April or May.
May.
There was only one that was really paid a lot of attention to, which is the one you made about funding the
who you're needs. Referring to as Mr. Chair.
Oh, Dwayne.
We do have a recording.
I think everybody knows that, but about to not fund the local news. And there were some other recommendations about, you know, getting the LSB more involved in fundraising and other things, but those are kind of got me a lot of attention. And then the meeting, I believe 2 months later, one of the members moved to cut 10% from the budget, which would meant at that time about $120,000, and they're pretty clear that would almost all have to come out of personnel. The committee approved that, again, over my objections. And so we still don't have a budget yet, but hopefully soon. And I was going to ask, there was a few people commented by email, but there wasn't a lot of response. I was trying to schedule another meeting for this month for our local finance committee, and it looks like the third or the fourth Thursdays may be the best for the most people. But I didn't get much response. Does anybody have a problem with, let me just ask you, do anybody have a problem with the third Thursday?
Let's take a look. Let's take a look.
Well, hardly anybody responded to the email, so I'm not sure.
I got
financial strategic recovery.
I guess the main choice is the third or fourth
Thursday. May I ask you something? Because if I don't mistake, we were discussing to put it in a Friday, and according to our standing rules, we don't really use Friday, Saturdays, and Sunday, but the committee was thinking that in case, because we want to produce it before, I mean, we need to ask the LSB, and that is what the rule
said. Okay, we can do that. I know there were objections to Friday.
But you need to ask before. You need to ask before.
Most of those who are on the committee wouldn't even be there. I mean, who has an objection?
Okay, well, let me just ask real quick. How many of you have an objection to the third Thursday? What's that date?
Yes, no, financial strategic recovery.
No. Well, there's a meeting almost every. There's a national meeting almost every.
Right,
no,
third.
No, there isn't.
You're talking about August 20th?
No, I
can't.
27. So two objections to the third Thursday. How many how many people want to come but cannot come on the fourth Thursday?
I cannot.
I tell you.
After this month, I can do the fourth Thursday. I have an
Committee of Inclusion.
I have an affiliate task force meeting.
Once we get past the budgets, there's not going to be as much to do.
Why is affiliates and Committee of Inclusion on the same day?
Which Friday did you want?
The 21st.
Is that 27th?
Okay.
You mean the 28th?
Oh, we say the 28th.
August the 28th?
Okay.
That's the fourth Friday, I believe.
Oh, it was Miss.
Oh, we don't have it.
Oh,
maybe you. Thank you, Rosemary, for observing this.
That needs to be, and the 21st is supposed to be national programming. Somebody needs to put it on.
Okay, the 28th seems to be prevailing.
Anybody have a problem with that Friday, the 28th, the last, the fourth Friday? Okay, so three people have a problem with that. So it looks like there was a tie for the two Thursdays, is that correct?
Yeah, let's go to the
28th. I can do the 28th.
But we cannot start at the 20th, that's all right.
That's true, we do need 20. But you could the fourth.
Well, we have to do it on the 27th.
So let's do the fourth Thursday, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, we have to do it on the 27th.
It's a
27th.
Well, I know, but sometimes you have to make choices.
Yeah, 28th Friday is open.
The 27th.
Well, we just picked the fourth Thursday.
27th is
affiliates. We have this, the affiliate, the 27th.
And the Committee of Inclusion. And it's Committee of Inclusion.
CRI
more important than the finding.
Okay, let me go over something else quickly. I'm going to take up a lot of time, and we can discuss this by email. But
Wayne can't be
here. What good is that?
Attention. It's one thing when you...
Let me know when you're ready to go again.
When you're in conflict with a different organization, but when you have meetings of your organization on the same night, makes no sense.
Mr. Chair.
Well, these are the orders of the day, and he's trying to get his business straight, and this is his allotted time to do so.
That's what I want to talk about on the meeting. But there's something else that I emailed to all of you a couple of weeks ago on July 29th, and I know you.
What about September 3rd?
How about Saturday?
How about Sunday after church?
On the fourth Thursday.
Bring it on over to the church.
How about Sunday during church?
I want to see if we can put
the church on the
meeting. Because then the next LSB meeting we have.
Well, I know. That's why I want to try to get you done this month.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to do before the next LSB meeting.
Well, y'all obviously can't. So you almost stuck in September now. Anybody doing anything the first Thursday in September? Affiliates? Jimmy? Danny, anybody doing anything on the 3rd of September?
September 3rd.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Do the 3rd of September. Okay. You got a problem with it?
I don't think so. I didn't look that far ahead, but I think that's okay with me.
Okay. All right. Let's remember, those of you on the Finance Committee, it takes precedence after all of this. September 3rd, if we can get it done, we'll get it done.
Okay, something else, I emailed to all of you a couple of weeks ago. I'm not going to go into the details because I already sent you lots of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I did point out that there's a cover letter that I sent to you. You can pass it around if there's a copy for everybody. And it just kind of summarizes. This was about the director's inspection that I think you all know about. It was done in last winter. And I was accused of, at least I think I was accused of not saying things truthfully. So I basically what I said all to you was this email.
I'm sorry, but
I'm just, you're gonna have plenty of time to talk about it. I'm just saying what I said to you was information. So you can decide whether it's important or not or whatever you want to do about it. But there were attachments to all this email that I sent a couple of weeks ago. If you want me to send it to you again, I can. I didn't print out everything. I did print out just a few copies of the director's inspection request. We'll just pass those around. Maybe I might have to share these again. If you've already seen it, you don't need a copy because I emailed it all of you. But I want to make sure you have. Those of you didn't see it, you can have take a look at that. But in summary, the
Mr. Chair, I can say
there was a really big long list. I've never seen this long list of requests for information. I assume it was done in good faith, but it took a lot of staff time. I mean, you can imagine there were 30 items on the first list,
and then
another 23 items.
How do you know all of that?
Because it's written down in what you sent to.
No. What you are just saying that took all that time. How do you know all of that?
Just look at it and I'll just let everyone make up your mind. Look at the list and think about how much time it would take to get this stuff. Many individual items would take quite a few hours. There were 30 items on the first list, and that was in November, on November 3rd, and then another follow up list was sent in February 9th. With 23 more items, including some that were repeated.
It's the same thing.
And it was very insistent on every item being fulfilled, that every item being supplied. And it even included things like contact information on all programmers, all staff, all volunteers, all KPFT employees, LSB members, and even a list of all the KPFT members. I'm not sure how that's relevant to direction. And a list of all major donors. And there's just a lot of things on the list. So I'll let you decide if how much is significant or what you want to do about it. But the main, it did, besides the staff time, and I don't know exactly how much it did, but I assume it did a lot. But what several of you asked me to present this to you was because there was also a financial impact, because some of the check copies were not available online, and the only way to get them was to go back to the bank and get them to pay them to get the copies. And they were $10 each. There were 585 of them. So that was a bill of $5,850 that was on the bank statement for KPFT. Now, management got that reduced to half of that, but it was still almost $3,000. So several people have asking, how did that happen? That's where it came from. So maybe it was a misunderstanding, but KPFT still had to pay that money. And I frankly haven't seen any results from the director's inspection, so I'm not sure. I assume there was nothing to be found.
I'm sorry, personal privilege. I mean, he's talking about some rumor because he doesn't even know. He's not an LSB member, right?
But he's given a report, so he can entertain questions or comments or whatever.
You're next on the agenda, so you can say what you want. But if you have questions, let me know. And I'll just point out that those expensive check copies were never even picked up. They were sitting on Marquise's desk since, I believe, March 1st. Never picked up after costing several thousand dollars to KPFT. Mm-hmm. So,
and
that's the fact.
He's got a few more minutes if y'all want to ask him questions.
Questions if you have. Okay. I don't want to take away your time.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to know how much staff time was dedicated to producing what appears to be just a separate set of records for the PNB member. It doesn't look like there's any specific problem. It's just I want to have everything there is, and I want to have it in my own possession. How much staff time did that take? And has anybody assessed what the cost of the staff time is?
Are you asking me?
Oh, like you're the only one that might know.
Right. I know that it was a lot of time Robin had to do. It was a lot of time Markeisha had to do. There was time I had to do. It was many hours, and it was a significant amount of money.
Next.
And I don't have a total in terms of taking each of the people's hourly rate and multiplying it by the number of hours. It was a lot of hours.
All right. I have one other question.
So was a possible cost discussed beforehand?
Well, on the request, it did not say anything about cost or if it cost too much or if it took too much time, and it was repeated, as you'll notice, that the original request even quoted from both the Pacifica bylaws and the California Corporation Code, essentially the directors have unlimited rights to ask for anything. And then that was also repeated in February when...
But wait, nobody could say, here's a ballpark of about how much this may cost.
Well, just read
how
the
much
request.
Do you really need?
Read the request. It doesn't say that.
Nobody thought to ask such a simple question. Nobody thought to ask such a simple question.
His time is coming to a close.
No, I'm not asking you.
I would answer.
Okay, I'm asking you. Nobody thought to say how much will this cost. About how much, what is the approximation of this? And then you take it back to the
seconds.
Person and say, how much of this do you really want? How much do you really need?
The history of Pacifica National Board director inspections.
Not the history.
It's not a negotiation. It's a demand. And you comply or they sue you.
Wait, she's right here, you're right here. Nobody can pick up a damn phone and say, I think this is going to cost us more than you anticipated it.
No,
this is just commonsensical. But you're going back to history.
I did report to the director, and I did give her, these are the ones we can comply with immediately. These are the ones that I have asked for legal advisement on, and these ones.
Time is expended.
We find out of bounds, and we're going to have to negotiate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for your report. Cost. Time has expended. Now, item 1G.
1H.
1H.
Mr. Chair, have I been a...
You will have your option.
The time expended, next time get your hand up earlier, okay?
If you don't...
No, I mean, have I been, when I walked in...
Oh, well, be honest with you, I didn't know you were behind Robert. You hadn't been acknowledged.
I didn't think so.
I've marked you present on the roll. I haven't yet announced
it. We got a secretary that's got better eyes than I got.
We have noted the arrival of Jessica Molinar for the record.
Thank you.
Now, I believe the PNB member that is passing out information.
Sorry, that's my first name. Yeah.
And this is her rebuttal.
That shows who you are.
Well, she's on the
10th. I think after 5 years, yeah. I haven't run.
And shortly after that will be our KPFT recognition. We
thank you.
Time starts now.
Okay. What I want to say is that Bill Closer, in that was the response that he brought. All of us received an email. So careless that when he sent the emails, he sent them that email, the whole number of all the accounts of KPFT that I took the time to redact because he forgot to do it. They are so, you know, and you can read there. I have it, and I have all the emails, the entire emails in case that you want it. But this is all that was said. All of these have an email that prove it. When I emailed my original director's inspection request, I asked for the copies of cancel check. Then, Margie Wilkinson, the IED then, emailed me the following, on November 5th. CC'd Mr. Wayne Bradley. Dear Adriana, I'm working, part of the mail, with the KPFT on fulfill this request, in after you are asking for copies of checks. The station have copies of check connected to invoices. These are copies of check before they were sent to the vendor. Is that what you want? If you're asking for copy of canceled check, I'm informed that it is necessary to get those from the bank, and there will be a $5 check, charge for check. I answer immediately, CC Mr. Glenn Bradley. About the cash checks, I was thinking that KPFT receives, as most companies that I know, at the end of their monthly statement, a scanned image of your canceled check. If KPFT do not, whatever they have will suffice for now. Then again, when I make the second request in February, I said, this is a follow-up, and you can see I redacted, carefully I redacted the numbers of the accounts, right? And then I highlight, if you are unable to provide the images for one of the banks, please provide the duplicates of checks that you will have filed by check number. Number 8, print out the check register. In February 23rd, I was asked again, hi Adriana, the executive director asked me, sound reasonable to me, I will check with them, with Dwayne. Is there any part of your request that you think you could copy yourself, is given the documents, it would say staff time. If you are unclear, I will be happy to ask Dwayne. Please let me know. I immediately answer, and the emails are there. I want the original documents. I will scan the documents to make my copies. As you can see, it's not what Adriana said. It's not the rumors that somebody is throwing there. These are the emails about this issue, okay?